The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, the airplane manufacturer Boeing is in crisis as it stumbles from one damaging headline to the next. This week, a series of internal communications were sent to investigators and it didn't look good. Here's a sample from CBS News.
In one from 2018, a Boeing pilot says, "I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year. Can't do it one more time." In another exchange, an employee asks, "Would you put your family on a MAX simulator-trained aircraft? I wouldn't." Other messages raise complaints about the plane itself. One said, "This airplane is designed by clowns who in turn are supervised by monkeys."
Well, to look at the implications for Boeing, we're joined in studio by retired Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Auditor Kevin Byrne. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Firstly, you've looked at these staff emails and what they were saying and
Indeed.
How a lot of this has come out. What does it say about the culture of Boeing and its relationship with
regulators? It's not good news because this is an aircraft from a company that's been in business for perhaps 100 years now. Boeing has a very good reputation in the aviation world. They make good, strong, reliable aircraft up to the advent of the Boeing MAX, which they said was a simple redesign of an aircraft that's been in production for many, many years, more than 50 years. But in fact, it's something of a radical redesign. And they said to the people, you don't need to do much except take a 1 hour lesson on the iPad and then fly the aircraft. But that isn't true. They should have said to the people, go and get onto the simulator and do that. And I suspect people in Boeing knew that, the test pilots and some of the engineers, but it would cost a fortune to do that because every pilot who had to graduate onto this aircraft type, and there's thousands on order, would have to do this at great expense.
In a situation like that, who pays? So let's say the airline buys the plane.
Yes.
And if every airline pilot has to do a simulator,
yes.
Is it that the airline would pay? That's an extra cost, so therefore they wouldn't order as many.
Well,
or who would pay?
Yes. You see, it was being sold as no cost to you. Your pilots just go in and they self-regulate, basically. They don't have to go to the great expense. The airline would have to include that in the cost of buying the aircraft. Therefore, it was a good deal. The unit cost of the 737 MAX was about $124 million, but I reckon if you bought 40 or 50, you got it at a reduced price. But this shows that there was no real in-depth oversight, I think, by the aviation regulator in the States, the Federal Aviation Authority. They took Boeing to a large extent on their word that the flight training wasn't required. In other words, the simulation was not required in these circumstances.
Well, it's interesting because when you look at some of the reports there yesterday evening, the BBC were reporting that they may be seeking a fine, that the regulators may be seeking a fine.
Indeed, yes.
$5.4 million from Boeing for knowingly installing faulty parts. $5.4 million. It has a market capitalization of $185 billion.
Yes, it doesn't make sense. Also, I should say that Boeing have put on their website that they've got $100 million put aside as a relief fund for those 346 people who unfortunately died in the Lion Air crash and the Ethiopian crash. But that's less than the price of a new aircraft. It looks good on paper, but really it's not an awful lot of money.
Now, the MAX has been grounded following those two crashes. Ryanair have ordered quite a few of them. Aer Lingus have ordered quite
Indeed.
A few of them. Where's all that at?
No, Aer Lingus haven't, but there's over 1,000 ordered, according to a report I read yesterday in the Irish Times, stating that they're between lessors and the airlines here, 1,000 for the Irish registration alone. But it's a bigger implication than that. It's a worldwide implication. I should just say there's a reciprocity in case. If you give a permit to fly to an airline in the States, the Federal Aviation Authority say this is a safe aircraft to fly. The world accepts that at their face value. In the same way as Airbus fly an aircraft in France and say this is good for worldwide service, the Chinese, the South Americans, the Brazilians, the Russians, we all take it on face value. I think that reciprocity is gone. I wouldn't be at all sure that the American qualification for this aircraft, if and when it happens, will be accepted by all those other countries.
If that if that is the case,
yes.
What happens then? They go through the further
delays in order
to do their own tests.
I can see test pilots coming from the European Aviation Safety Agency and being sent to North America to look at the factory and say, look, let's see what you're saying is good and let's do it for ourselves. I know the Chinese have said that out loud and I suspect the Russians will because they've all got them on order.
Ultimately, anytime anybody gets into a plane as a passenger, never mind as a pilot,
I'll be on one next
it's
Tuesday.
About confidence and trust.
Yeah.
And when you have these emails and a staff member says, oh, I wouldn't put my family on one, can you ever get past that? Is it possible that this Boeing MAX will not fly again?
It's possible, but it's a $10 billion question, because already as we speak, there's 400 of them lying around in car parks and various places around the factory floor, so to speak. They've now stopped producing it, but they've got an order for 4,000 more. So is Boeing too big to fail? Probably yes, but they'll have a huge amount of marketing and confidence building to do, because people will not get on an aircraft if it's not deemed to be 100% safe. And in the aviation business, I used to lecture on safety management systems. There is a system in place to keep it safe. Aviation is remarkably safe. Very, very small numbers of people are involved in fatal accidents, and it's done because the standards are so high. I read that correspondence between people as being a bit contemptuous, to be honest, like that. Trying to pull the wool over a regulator serves nobody, and it certainly isn't contrary to the views of the safety management system.
Well, it has backfired on Boeing big time. Safety and security auditor Kevin Byrne, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll be back with more after these.